Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
And we're back. Okay, let me do this. Third Love is our sponsor for the trash this time around. Mark your calendar for Friday, October 3rd, 11 to 1. Third Love on Fillmore Street in San Francisco. I'm going to be hanging out. We're going to be enjoying light bites, a.k.a. nibbles.
I'm coming for the food.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, not for you.
Well, listen, free lunch. Come on. We're going to share stories, I assume, about our breasts. Hey, ladies.
I'm sorry. I retract that. I'm coming for
that. You're not invited to that part. And you get a free fitting from Third Love experts. Like, if you've never been fitted properly for a bra, it can be life-changing. When I finally got my first fitting, I had been buying 38B cups for years because I thought that's what I was. It just seemed like, oh, this seems too big, this seems too small. That's like, and it turns out I'm a 36B and a half, which not everybody has a half size, but you know who does? Third Love. That's right. And they have the, you know, the temperature control stuff. Hey, you learn all about it. Anyway, October 3rd, mark your calendar. Come have lunch with me on Fillmore Street at the Third Love store. Couple things really quickly. Are you caught up on Big Brother, Bob?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Big Brother this is a great season. They did this thing this week where they call it the White Locust. And they brought this guy Tyler back from a couple seasons ago, and he hosted this little thing. And it was a sort of a quick elimination round where they had just had, I think this happened like right after last Thursday's eviction.
Yep.
And everybody, it's sort of complicated how they had to figure out the game, but surprise, surprise.
Spoiler alert.
I'm going to tell you who got, in case you didn't watch Tuesday's show yet, or you're not watching the live feeds, spoiler.
Just fast forward a little bit.
Just, yes.
It's a joke.
I don't get it.
On the podcast. Like,
fast forward.
Oh,
us.
On this, I see. Yes. Jump ahead 30 seconds. Here's the spoiler. Rachel is out. And Rachel was really well positioned. Like, she is a bully and incredibly coercive and pulls out tears when she needs them, is your best friend when she needs to be that. Like, she's a master manipulator. And she's like, you know, if I had gone when there were 6.5, because every time anybody played this game, the first person who got to play it got 6.5 minutes. And then they had to pick the next person to play. They got 5.5 minutes. Then they, if they get past it, they pick someone. I think she got 3.5 minutes.
Which was plenty of time.
Plenty of time. She just sucked at that maze. She sucked at it. I was yelling. She didn't understand about gravity. She didn't understand how gravity works. So she gets, and it's a total surprise. Everyone fully expects her to continue on and pick the next person to play. But as soon as somebody gets eliminated, that's it. They're out of the game. So just like that. 3.5 minutes ago, she was fully in the game. 3.5 minutes later, bye-bye. I'm actually glad she's gone, because now these other people...
I'm surprised they didn't get rid of her right away. Like, these ringers, you got to get rid of them.
They talked about it. They did talk about it. Against all odds. And there was that one point where she did not have a friend in the house. The house was divided into two sides, and she had... She was
did
not on
she
either
even
side.
Ever get nominated? She scared the F out of everybody. There's this chick in there, Lauren, who I thought, oh, great. Lauren, another spoiler alert, she ends up becoming head of household. And I'm like, this is great. She's going to be strong. She's going to make moves. because now, you know, her nemesis, Rachel, isn't there to torture her anymore. No, she's just as, she's a ding dong, man. That chick.
She's very nice.
Very nice, but what a ding dong.
I really think that it's really good for her personally to have come on this show. And when she reflects on it, she will be able to grow a lot as a person.
You think she reflects?
So what else would she be doing when she's sitting there not saying anything?
She's listening to the cog in her brain try to make a rotation. Jesus, that chick.
It's like the first computer. Oh. 5 minutes for 2 plus 2.
It's like Fred Flintstone driving a car with his feet. Like,
because what I would have done if I was her was I would have gone to Will and Ashley and maybe some other people in the house and been like, let's get out Vinny. Because Vinny, her number one ally in the house, has done nothing but screw her over week after week, sent home every single person that she's been working with. And so I thought finally, oh, she's going to have the epiphany. She's going to nominate Vinny.
Epiphany.
And then immediately the first person she talks to is Vinny. She's like, well, obviously I'm not putting you up. I'm like, wait, what? He sucks.
I know.
And I was Team Vinny for a while. And
so
now,
instead, she nominates Morgan, Ashley, Will. And I think that those three. And I love Morgan, but she was a mess during that show where she crying and whining. And
yeah,
and
she's almost just not cut out for it.
Yeah.
She barely has won anything.
I know. But she did win she got taken off and Keanu's on the. I actually want Keanu to Reeve to win. I feel Keanu to Reeve. I feel like he has had his head in the game the whole time. He scrambled when he needed to, won when he needed to. I really would like to see him win the blockbuster. I guess that's last night's show.
No doubt he'll win it. The other people on the block have literally never played anything, let alone won something.
Oh my God. The other thing I wanted to talk about is Survivor's 2 weeks away. I think it starts on the 26th. I don't have that date right in front of me. But so I was looking at it today. This is season 49. This is season 50.
Oh, this is the big one?
Two of the season 49 players will return for the milestone 50th season. Survivor 50 in the hands of the fans. All last season, remember, they were asking people to vote. Should we do this? Should we do that? What do you think about this? What do you think about that? So there were a few opportunities for the fans to say, I want this or don't. The guy, so we were just talking about Big Brother, how they did a take on the White Lotus by doing the White Locust. This guy, Mike White, was on Survivor. He's like a Hollywood writer. Mm-hmm. And he left after Survivor, and I don't know if his trajectory would have taken him this way anyway, but he is the madman behind the whole show, The White Lotus. So he's famous in his own right, and he's coming back to Survivor. Also, previous winners, Dee from two or three seasons ago.
Dee was
She's brutal. A good little manipulator as well.
She was.
Here's my heart. Thank you, Squish.
Yeah, she crushed that dude. Yeah. Oh, that guy was so dumb.
Ceree Fields is back. She is a staple on the reality show.
Oh, she is?
Oh, yeah. I saw she was on. She won the Tway Tours.
This last one?
No, I think two ago, or maybe the very first one. Kyle Frazier, they say he won. I can't remember Kyle. Ozzy, who's been on 50 times.
Ozzy's very likable and has a lot of skill, but he's never been close to the win, has he? Did he make it to number two?
They say here previous winners, D, Kyle, Siri, Ozzy.
Oh, Ozzy's won.
You know, they're saying here that, you know what they say, winners, but I don't remember him winning. I feel like people got him out quick because he's so good at everything. Coach, remember Coach?
Yes, Benjamin. He was fun.
Yeah, he's back. Aubrey is back. You know, she definitely didn't win. Maybe she did. I don't think so, though. And a returning season 48 contestant, Camilla.
So Ozzy is not one.
Hang on a second.
Yeah, Ozzy hasn't won.
He was
runner-up
for his
first
season.
I'm also going to say, didn't Camilla and Kyle were the team last season? This is season 49.
Yeah, so season 49 premieres on later this month, and they're filming season 50 right now. But there are some people who are in season 49 who are also going to be in season 50.
Okay, so I'm wrong then. What you're saying is season 49 is happening. season 50 is the one that's going to have all these people in it.
Yes. Seems like it.
Boy, they're really leaning on that. I really just wanted to see who was going to be on this season. Okay, I take it all back. I'm moving on. Survivor. It starts in 2 weeks and I have no idea who's on it. Selena Gomez. She's lovely. And of course, Only Murders in the Building. It's a big show. Everybody loves it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't get nearly as many viewing minutes as Survivor, turns out it gets. This show's nominated for an Emmy. So is Survivor. It's all happening this weekend. Sunday night is the Emmys. Selena Gomez it's well known that she has some major health issues. She has lupus. She needed a kidney that she got from her best friend who she promptly ditched.
Is that true?
Well, that's what the friend says. She's also saying now she has arthritis from lupus. And it influenced the packaging for her beauty brand. She's got that whole rare beauty thing. And I would just like to say, for the record, we could please make packaging easier in general. Like, thank you, Selena. Well done.
Less of it entirely.
Less of it entirely. And put a pull tab on something for me. Like, make it so that I don't have to get my glasses and figure out where the perforation is and then, you know, use all the strength in my hand to get the thing
open.
I have
walked in on my kids holding a knife trying to slice down. I'm like, your hand's on the other side of that knife. Stop right now. They're slicing down into some plastic with their hand underneath. I'm going, what are you, nuts?
Yeah. Well, I'm 9. No, what am I? I'm 11.
Whatever you are. It's yes, packaging is and
it's
wasteful.
It's so annoying. I agree.
And wasteful.
And if you're going to put like a shrink wrap thing and the plastic around it, when I finally get the GD thing open, can there not be another seal on top of the bottle where it's the tiniest little tab that I can't even get my fingernail under that I have to peel off? Because now I'm taking a knife and stab it into the top of that thing. Like, in general, packaging, please
stop. So what did she do? She's got lupus and she wanted to have the packaging be easier to open.
Yeah, so she has arthritis and it influenced the packaging for her beauty. She was like, for me personally, I want these things to be easier, but just in general, let's make them easy and accessible. Make it I'm not sure, and I don't see a diagram here of how they make it easier, but she says, unlike typical perfume bottles, there's no cap to remove. It dispenses the scent with a button that can be toggled from locked to unlocked and then pushed. She says, I know that seems like a little thing, but it's really not because it's actually so helpful for anyone at any age to be able to use the products, and that's why we want to make them easy and accessible. It's important to me. It always has been.
She's very young to be dealing with arthritis, and most people don't really understand arthritis in general is something you'll likely get if you live long enough.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily those big knuckles on Nana, you know, like,
yes,
I don't know that everyone
that's a particular type.
I think that's rheumatoid. There's different ones.
There are different ones. And actually, you know, we were talking about all the things where GLP-1 drugs can actually maybe even help you quit drinking, whatever. They actually say they can be really helpful for rheumatoid arthritis. I'll bet there'll be a whole bunch of people who wind up taking that because they're like, my freaking hands are killing me, et cetera, too. Like, you know, people think of your hands when they think of arthritis. And that is actually what she's talking about. She's like, my hands, they hurt all the time.
She's so young. That is awful.
I know. Is she like 35? How old is Selena Gomez now? She might even be like 30. And she's basically like, I have arthritis in my fingers. That's due to my lupus. So I remember before the brand, I was trying to open a water bottle and it hurt really bad before. And I guess she's on some kind of medication now. And there are things you can do. There's some.
Lupus is gnarly, though. I have a friend who has it, and I'm not around her that much anymore. But she was someone who it would take her out. It's really, really gnarly.
Yeah. Selena's only 33.
Oh. She looks fantastic. I'm looking at a promo shot for the new show.
She lost a lot of weight.
Yeah. Well, maybe she's
getting ready for a wedding.
She is. That's true. And she's a star.
Yeah, she's a big star. There's that.
She and Benny Blanco. I think when are they going to get married soon? Like any day now, we're going to come in here and they're going to be married.
Yeah, it's coming, I think, in the next month.
Yeah, because they did their bachelorette parties. So, anyway.
Did you have one of those? A bachelor party?
The night before the wedding.
Ugh.
Which was a disaster.
It never ended, actually. By the time he got to his wedding, it was still going on.
And some folks we didn't see for a couple days, like after the bachelor party.
His wedding was like an incredible experience.
Were you wasted for your wedding?
I was still drunk from the night before, yeah.
And they didn't say we can't marry you because you need to be.
Oh no, I wasn't like fault. No, I wasn't like that. I just was drunk.
Okay,
I wasn't fall down drunk or anything.
I mean, you have quite the tolerance, but
back then, yeah.
Me and John were like, oh,
I had
my
tiger
gosh,
blood
he's
back
wasted.
Then. I was winning.
You were winning.
Wow.
Okay, that's going to do it for this round. What do you got coming up?
I have a ton of stuff, including, do calories count on vacation?
Oh, no.
And more after these.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that? Alice 973.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram for video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show daily. Plus links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows how to put the community in community banking. For over 60 years, this family-owned bank and its foundation have been bringing people together through partnerships with local businesses and nonprofits like Ohlone College, Red and White Fleet, Open Heart Kitchen.
Sweet.
Learn more about Fremont Bank at fremontbank.com. Good morning. Here's what's happening.
Good morning to you.
Clouds early, sun later. This humidity thing that's going to move out. It'll be warm. We'll have a nice weekend. The low 80s for the high. I saw a little story that there's an increased chance of La Nina weather pattern hitting us this winter.
What does that mean?
The La Nina, in this case, we'd had it, I want to say, 2 of 3 years, and it's why we had so much rain.
Mm.
It doesn't, like, these things are funny because they'll go, El Nino means, and then they go, but it also could mean this and that. So it's weather, it's that. But the La Nina has brought us a lot of rain and kind of destroyed the surf with all that weather.
Mm.
You know, you need clean conditions for it to be valuable. Right. So I wasn't thrilled to see that, but the rain
but
is good.
Snow.
Rain and snow is good. It's, you know, for the majority of us, that's all good news.
Yes.
While I'm on the ocean and the sort of surf, as I mentioned it there, you met that kid, Allo.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Allo is a local surfer. He's in his early 20s, and he's a guy who'd ridden what they think might be the biggest wave of all time.
Right. It was, I think they called it 105 feet or something.
108.
Okay.
And I've seen different reports, and it's taken all, they have ways. That's the thing. They do break these things down with big photographs and how they'll look at the surfboard. How long's that?
Right.
There's things that they can use to determine. So anyway, this kid right here off the coast at Mavericks, we all have heard of it. It's part of that one movie. Can't remember the name of it.
It's called
Chasing
Mavericks.
Or something like that. Who was the star of that? Jared.
Oh, that's right.
Jared Butler. Right?
Right.
Okay. So anyway, Allo, who's up for this possibility,
this could be the
world record. I guess they'll announce it tomorrow at the Big Wave Awards.
Oh.
So he's in an article here. This is the guy you met, right?
There he is. Johnny Mosley had him on like a Johnny Mosley podcast kind of thing.
And you were on it with them.
I was there and he was recording it at our studio.
So this kid who might have surfed the biggest wave of all time and have the new world record, it was last year, this wave.
Yeah.
And they've been holding back the info of, did he get the record? I guess the Big Wave Challenge Awards are in Newport Beach tomorrow night.
Oh.
And we'll find out if we've got a new world record and a local superstar.
Yeah, let us know if it happens on Monday. What is the old record? Do we know?
I think it's in the 80s, something like that, 80 feet, something, 88, I think it was. But it's hard to...
I know.
Honestly,
how to measure that.
As a person that surfs... and would love to surf daily if it was possible. I really do love it. It's more of a
passion.
Yeah, it's really I just grown up doing it since I was a little boy, and it's everything in a way. I mean, family's everything, all that stuff. But I love it. But what these guys are doing is beyond human.
Oh,
it's superhuman.
Borderline suicidal.
It is really so dangerous and so unbelievable that they can handle wipeouts in these conditions, which, by the way, you cannot go out in that water and not get throttled. You might fall on your wave or make your wave, but eventually one of those giant sets is going to freak, come out of nowhere way too far out, and you're going to get steamrolled, and you've got to survive that.
Mm.
You can't breathe underwater.
Is it you and me who was talking about... these suits that have like a, you know, you can slap a button and the thing blows
up. They inflate, yes.
Like why that should be, if you're doing 100-foot waves.
You're wearing those, absolutely. Yeah. Everyone wears them now.
Oh.
In fact, they'll say that unfortunately there are people who shouldn't be out there wearing them. Like they're not good enough, but they know
that's
got this
safety.
That's the
combo we had, right.
They pull these things, they try to take off and they know they can pull their things and it'll bring them up.
Right.
And
they're not qualified.
They're
to
not good
be
enough to be out there.
Them.
But hey, if you can get your bucket list wave and then.
And survive it.
I don't know. I don't do that. I'm way too scared to be anything over 10 foot, 12 foot maybe. But
even that gets scary.
It's heavy. Yeah. Yes. Very heavy.
Heavy is the word. Water weighs a lot.
Anyway, go Aloe. I hope you get the record, kid. Right now he works construction.
Mm.
And a lot of guys I grew up with did that.
Because you can leave. You go, we're going to go hit this wave. In the meantime,
one of the things,
Dad, I'll help you out.
They do say in Santa Cruz, when there's waves, no one works.
Mm.
It's not true.
Well, I'm only, really.
Well, I'm here.
Yeah, this is because you're not flying to the Maldives
right, or
whatever. Maldives, whatever they are.
Anyway, go Aloe.
Yeah, I hope he gets it. I hope they declare that it's the record. So it's based on the wave. Nothing about that he actually surfed the wave. There, if the old record's 88, all it has to do is be a 90-foot wave, and he's holds
right.
The record.
And they've estimated it to be so much bigger than whatever the record currently stands at. So I don't know, but I don't.
Okay,
you know, they'll make the announcement, and I'll let you know if our local kid has the new world record. That's really all I. And I know you met him. And
he was very nice. Person, very excited, was saying he didn't care about the record. He just was excited to have some attention paid to him and have some fun.
While we're talking about how scary nature can be, a new poll asked Americans, what's the scariest natural disaster?
Oh.
Tornado.
The tornado was number one.
Was it? I dream sometimes where there's a tornado. I've never been in a tornado. I've never experienced one. I don't live in Santa Cruz where they have tornadoes.
Well, we're not supposed to. That was very strange.
Still, though.
I know.
Crazy. But I feel like that would be scary. If it was like bearing down on you, you'd be like, because it feels like they chase you.
Well, when you see on YouTube the actual storm chasers, not the movie, but the people that are out there doing this, and that thing's right near them.
Yep.
Way too close. And they're just rolling video and, you know, watching nature do its thing. Yeah. I'm sure it's exhilarating. And also, I bet people have died.
So I think, though, like a tsunami.
Tsunami's number two.
Oh, does tsunami go along with flood?
Or earthquake?
Earthquake's the first thing that popped into my mind, but it is at least you're like, okay, I've drilled on this.
An earthquake comes in at number three, and I know that as the California family member that used to visit New York all the time, my family used to say to me, I don't know how you sleep. Mm. I was just a boy, but I would, you know.
I lay down, I close my eyes. And
I've never even been in one.
Yeah.
At that time. And it took forever for me to even finally feel one. I think I was in my mid-20s when I finally felt one.
How funny.
Because I slept through them.
I've lived here for 22 years and only felt two. And only one was scary. You know, it was one in L.A. when they had a bigger one like a few years ago. But like, yeah, people all the time, they're like, oh, the earthquakes. I'm like, dude, I don't know. We sleep through them. They're real quick usually.
I think, too, that we put them out of our minds. Because every time they, you know, there's some news report about the big one's coming and it's to do for that. Oh, it's that kind of weather. And I just go, well, I'm not watching that.
I mean, it's the same thing that people will mention about surfing and sharks. I don't see them.
Right.
And most times I'm just having the time of my life and getting that.
Push it right out of your head.
I'm challenging myself against Mother Nature. That's what I'm up to. And I'm not really looking for sharks. If they're there. I hope they just keep swimming by.
Keep on moving, guys.
A little small. You may want that big guy over there.
Mm.
Hurricanes come in at number four, wildfires at five, and flash floods on the list. Heat wave or drought, blizzard, and mudslide round out your top.
Mudslide does seem.
That's all bad. But a tornado, that seems like just.
Well, it just almost seems like it has its own mind. It's coming for you.
I think I watched the newest one, newest movie about it with Glenn Powell and kind of liked it.
Mm.
You know, the technology is ridiculous. You really do believe they're standing at the edge of this twista.
Why on earth would they do that?
Well, why on earth would someone surf a 108-foot wave?
Right.
They're challenging themselves. Yeah, the thrill. I guess. I don't know.
So scary.
It is. It's really.
Yeah.
Something. Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Next on my list, coffee, still huge. We all love it.
Mm.
Coffee, the quintessential kitchen table staple.
Oh.
I don't know about that, but it remains the top American beverage of choice.
Oh.
More American adults are drinking coffee each day than any other beverage other than bottled water.
I was just going to say water.
But that's, you know, water.
Yeah. Coffee is mostly water, just flavored water.
Yeah. But it's the number one drink. Most people drink about 3 cups a day.
Mm. We all sip our coffee. Mm. Everyone's sipping.
I don't know what the measure of an actual cup would be, because if it's 6 ounces, how much coffee are you drinking?
Well, I drink a full pot, a 14-cup pot every day. Yeah. Sometimes I don't finish my second thermos.
I thought Maddie was drinking a lot of coffee.
I do 2 cups of coffee before I leave for work.
While you're getting ready.
I'm getting ready and, you know, starting the biz. And then I bring these two. These are 21 ounces.
And you have 2 of them.
2 of them. I always finish at least one. And I usually finish the second one. But I drink it. You know, it takes me. I get up at 3 and I'm still usually drinking it at 10. But then I stop. That's it. I don't have any more. I used to drink it all day. I'd make another pot when I got home and just have iced coffees.
And you used to, you know what? Maybe that's the problem. You used to sleep better.
I did.
Maybe you're not drinking enough coffee.
You know what? You've got a point. Should probably start making that second pot again.
Backwards land? What?
Yeah. I've never had a problem falling asleep. Even now, I can fall asleep usually. It's staying asleep that's the problem now.
Oh, really? And is that the Jimmy legs or?
I do have the Jimmy legs. Oh. That's interesting.
Why?
Probably not the way you have it, because they're also a new development. I also get these foot cramps occasionally.
I was thinking of the Jimmy legs are the foot cramp. So you're saying besides the foot cramp, you got a Jimmy leg.
Sometimes I cannot find a comfortable position and I'm just twitchy. I'm moving. I can't stop moving. So I have to like calm myself. I start at my toes, relax your toes. Relax your ankles.
Have you tried magnesium?
I have tried a lot of things.
Sometimes when I can't sleep, I know I'm young, so you know what? Never mind.
No, say it.
Sometimes I take Advil.
Oh.
Because it is
Advil PM?
No.
Just Advil.
Whenever I'm like overly stressed or can't sleep,
I take it for no reason too.
Because it like relaxes your muscles.
Your blood vessels.
Your blood vessels. I feel like it helps with everything. I was unknowingly when I was a kid taking
sometimes
it for anxiety.
Sometimes I love her so much. It's just crazy. Oh, so your mom would say, here, take an Advil for anxiety?
I was taking it on my own. Mm. I was every day, like in the afternoon at school, I would go to the nurse and get Advil. And I didn't really know why. And then when I was in college and I learned this word that's now everywhere, anxiety, I was like, oh, it's all making sense.
Oh.
So look, there's got to be a placebo part of that because it is just aspirin, but it's, there you are saying, if I take this, it will lower my anxiety. And it does.
Well, it did. I mean, it just relaxes your body. And my anxiety is very physical. And so it literally had a physical effect on me.
Well, and when you feel that something works for you, you take it and there's an instant relief knowing that you've taken the thing that's going to work for you.
Totally.
Yeah.
I find that with everything. As soon as I take anything, I'm like, oh, I feel it.
Here's a weird suggestion from the 925. Sarah, have you tried drinking pickle juice?
Does that work? Pickle juice? They just want to hear us talking about pickles again.
Yeah.
Pickles.
Pickle.
There's another one. Fast fact. Yeah. You go ahead.
No, I was just saying there's one more that just came in that they take that they use pickle juice for cramps.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll start drinking pickle.
Athletes do drink pickle juice.
Yeah.
I thought it was for hydration purposes, but maybe it is a cramp thing.
Well, it's like a brine, though. It's very salty. I wonder if that has something to do with it. That's interesting. 800-400-3697. If you care to send us a text, we'd love to have it.
Thanks.
AI says that the vinegar in pickle juice there's some studies that say it may stimulate nerve receptors in the mouth and throat, triggering a reflex that inhibits muscle contractions and relieves cramps.
I'm going to try pickle juice.
Try it.
Do they say specifically like dill pickle juice?
No.
Okay. I'll try them all.
People used to get their feet x-rayed at the shoe store to check their shoes fit. These wooden radiation cabinets were called shoe-fitting fluoroscopes.
Oh, boy.
Didn't catch. They stopped doing it. You remember the little thing they put on the floor and push in front of you, the little metal thing, and they'd push the thing up to the side of your foot, and then they'd bring the thing down to your toe, and you'd be like, and I don't know why, as kids, we have this desire to be bigger and older than we are, but there you were, like, I hope I'm bigger. Oh, I grew! I'm not a 4.5, I'm a 5! Now I'm watching my kids do it. It's the same thing.
Mm. So these fluoroscopes.
Shoe-fitting fluoroscopes.
Did people get radiation poisoning? Like,
probably. What? They stopped using them.
They do so much to keep, you know, you go get a set of x-rays. The technician still leaves the room and you're covered in... You know, especially like your reproductive stuff, they come in those lead suits.
There's a lot less of that now, and I don't know what they're using, but my dentist.
Yeah, the
dentist.
They're
doing it by
hand
now, and they're doing it right there. She doesn't leave. She's actually holding the thing that takes the.
And it's like a little trigger thing, and there's a thing that they'll move just around your mouth, and they give you like a 3D representation of your teeth.
Yeah, that's definitely changed. I don't know. I haven't had any bones x-rayed or anything.
Me either. So. Not for a while.
A fear of the number 666.
The number of the beast.
Is called hexa cosi hex aconta hexaphobia.
They should just call it devilophobia.
Ronald Reagan had it.
Oh. 666. There was a, I'm sure I've told you this, there was a funeral home near my house where I was growing up.
I didn't know this.
And it was the
did you work there ever?
No. Oh. The street number was 666. I'm like, that's where I'm getting buried.
Oh, you like?
I just thought it was so funny. As soon as I found out about 666, I was just like, oh my God, that's crazy. You know, I found out in The Omen because the kid has like a 666 tattooed or like a raised birthmark.
No, it's, yeah, it's in his forehead.
In his hair.
You didn't find out about that in church, huh?
666? No, yeah. I didn't.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very surprising.
Yeah.
Guitar Center was called the Organ Center when it was founded in 1959, and it sold small appliances and home organs. Not human organs, the ones that actually, you know.
I was picturing like lungs.
My Aunt
livers.
Michelle had one, and it was like one of those. It was one of the things when you're visiting family that you just put in your.
That is so funny. Because
there you are, like, I'm stuck with family. The grown-ups are talking. There's nothing
Hit
fun
the
to do
nova.
Here.
Yep. You got two different keyboards. And oh my God, that's so funny.
So
Nana had one. And I was like, I can't wait to get there. I'm going to do the foot pedals, the bass foot pedals, and the whole thing.
They'd lay out the cold cuts. I'd make my little sandwich. I'd walk away with it on a paper plate over to the organ.
That
and then I'd
so
sit there
funny.
And kill at least, you know, 30 to 45 minutes.
Until they finally ripped you off of there.
Oh, God.
Oh,
when are we going
sounds.
Home? Now there's my mom. Oh, stop it. Like,
listen to this, mom. It sounds like a flute. God, that's so funny. I didn't know you. I really thought that was just my Nana.
No.
That was my godmother, too.
We
would go
is.
And then I would play
the
with
Wurlitzer organ.
You nailed it. The bossa nova, because that was like, oh, I'm making music.
Yeah.
And you could play along with it. Oh my God, that is hilarious.
Yeah, that was at Grandma Hassan's house. Mm. And it was my Aunt Michelle's who is anyway.
My Nana Porter.
The name was changed to Guitar Center in 1971.
Oh, when guitars got so cool.
Yeah. Well, the 70s, remember? Soybeans were named after soy sauce, not vice versa. The word soy comes from the Japanese word for sauce, shoyu.
Oh.
Not for the Japanese word for the beans themselves, which is daizu.
Oh. Well.
I got a double huh.
That's pretty fascinating.
I'm actually,
they named it after the sauce.
They named it after the sauce.
You double hunned me.
Huh.
Ah. Okay, that's enough. What's coming up?
Are you sure?
I've got to leave
that.
On the double huh.
All right. Coming up next, love, marriage, and breakups.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.